Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Atlanta at the Lowe's Hotel in Midtown, and I'm at the Starnet Fall Meeting with Gene Madsen, the president and CEO. Gene, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thank you.
Let's start out talking about the growth of the organization. How's Starnet doing this year? I mean, I know there's still a couple of months left in the year, but how's 17 looking?
Looks like a good year for us. You know, we measure a couple of different metrics financially. We are growing our purchases, and we're growing our net income, which is important. That's what we return to our members. A central message, though, to our members consistently has been we need to increase the purchases among our vendor network. We are here to support those vendors. The vendors are here with us at this meeting, and our goal is to continue to increase those purchases. So while we're seeing a good year, we always want a better year.
Mm-hmm. So there is some growth. I mean, you know, when we start looking at what the business is doing, the commercial market, from what we hear, is a little softer than the residential market. And then when you see the carpet numbers, and the last I saw were a couple months ago, but it looks like on the commercial side of the business, the carpet units are down 5%. So, you know, that would imply that potentially the market's only up 2.5% or so commercially.
Well, that's pretty much what we're seeing. We also have mirrored those trends. You know, our carpet purchases are not growing, and they're not growing anywhere near the hard surface side. We also have had great growth in the floor prep and some of those other areas this year. But that has been the trend. As someone made a comment at the meeting yesterday that, you know, 20 years ago, if you saw a spec, 90% was carpet, and now maybe 40% is carpet. So certainly that's not a surprise.
Yeah, and the sectors that are performing right now, obviously hospitality is still doing well, healthcare is okay, education's doing okay, retail's not doing well. Is that what you guys are seeing?
Well, we always have strength in corporate, and again, that's going to be market by market, but we always have very, very good strength in corporate. Healthcare is still strong for us. Education's been pretty stable. Hospitality hasn't been as strong as it was last year. But, you know, across the board, our members had an incredibly busy summer and an incredibly busy fall, and we certainly see that as a positive trend.
And, you know, when you go around, I was in Boston recently, we're here in Atlanta now, look at the cranes in the skyline. So there's obviously some work coming, right?
There's a lot of cranes. There's a lot of multifamily housing cranes. That's one of the things that I think will be an interesting trend to watch over the next couple of years. Multifamily's been a big part of the business for a couple of years, probably will sustain for at least another year, but at some point it'll hit a wall.
Yeah.
And some of those core segments like corporate and healthcare and education are the ones we have to continue to nurture.
Let's talk about some accomplishments that you're proud of this year. Any that you want to call out?
Well, our efforts, again, going back to growing our support for our vendor network, our efforts have been about organic growth with our current members. And we're actually conducting small-scale sessions where we're bringing our members together with our vendors at the market level to identify opportunity accounts and work together towards those accounts. It's not productive for us to go in without partnering with a support with a vendor, because that's obviously the end result that we're trying to gain. So we've launched a couple of programs in that area. We are also cognizant of the fact that our membership has grown, our meetings are large, as you saw here in Atlanta. It's difficult for some of the members who have been around for a while to find their friends and to navigate the meetings as they used to. So we have created a program to do some small-scale networking events. We do have a business component to it, but it's mostly networking and recreation for a maximum of 50 members, so they have an opportunity to really get to know each other. And we call that program Member Connect.
Was that Rob Haley's idea?
It was Rob Haley's idea. Mm-hmm. And Dan Olfig, yeah, a board member, worked very closely with Rob on that. And we're launching the first one in November, and we expect it'll be a successful program.
You mentioned Dan Olfig. He just announced, we ran the news the other day, that he's grown his Las Vegas presence and doing very well out there.
He is, absolutely. I mean, their headquarters is still in the Detroit market, but they've been out in Las Vegas for quite a while. His son Garrett is running that business, and they've been extremely successful. So it's exciting news for them.
Do you worry about consolidation? We've seen in the news also, you know, that Mr. Davids has just moved into the Indianapolis market. Is there any concern there?
Well, it's obviously each member's an entrepreneur and they have their own growth plan. We have a number of members that are on an expansion path. We're delighted when a Starnet member who's interested in selling their business is able to sell to another Starnet member, and that was the case in the Indianapolis market. And we know that they'll continue to provide great service. So we support it, of course. We're also, by the way, growing our new member ratios. We have always tracked about 4 new members a year. This year, our target was to add 9 new members, and we're within shouting distance of getting there. The quality has been held high, obviously. We scrutinize any prospective member very carefully, but we feel good about some of the members we brought in, and we've been able to fill some geographic gaps also.
All right, so let me see if I heard you right. Your membership count's at around 170, right?
We're at 174 right now.
Okay, and you're looking at some prospects.
Yes, absolutely. Our goal is to be 200 members by 2020.
Okay.
And so we're really tracking towards that goal with adding approximately 9 members a year.
And what are some of the challenges you're facing?
Well, I think there's a number of challenges. One, there are companies out there who are very good, viable companies. They just don't want to be affiliated with an organization. And if they don't understand the benefits of StarNet and what it can do for their business, they shy away from the opportunity. There are also many of these companies have an interest, but they're busy, and this just isn't a high priority. So my mentality is, since I'm the lead hunter for these companies, my mentality is I'm willing to take the time it takes to work with them, communicate with them, not bug them, but I try to work with them to help them understand the opportunity. And I have members who are willing to call and get involved also. I have a great membership committee that gets involved also. So, you know, we get it done.
Mm-hmm. Well, so this topic we talk about all the time about going direct and some of the mills that are trying to deal directly with the end user, any changes there?
Well, we certainly feel that's a threat to our model, that the independent commercial flooring contractor needs to be in a full service mode, and to have labor-only projects become their business is not of any interest to them. However, having said that, we also partner with our vendors. If there's an occasion where a project does go direct because of the competitive activity or whatever, we support our vendors. And we have members who are happy to do labor only on occasion as long as it's profitable for them.
You know, as you look at the organization here, your group of commercial contractors, and you're the biggest, and obviously there's Fuse and there's Spectra, and there was news recently that you're collaborating with Fuse. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we've always had a good relationship with Fuse and open communication. And a couple of years ago, actually, we talked about, were there opportunities where we could, working together, have a stronger voice in the industry and better support and serve the service side of the business or the contracting side of the business. We did have a recent meeting for the first time. We met with their full board, our full board, their full board. It was an excellent meeting. It was really a pleasure to meet so many of these people I've heard a lot about. And, of course, working with Jeff Gordon and Mike Hutton over at Fuse and Fred Williamson on my side, we coordinated this meeting. We came out of it realizing that at this point there was no real reason to do anything more than try to work together on some of the critical issues facing our groups. So we have created a task force which will be looking at more technical issues like moisture mitigation, the current silica compliance issue that we're all dealing with, how to get more labor and new young labor into the market. And at this point, that's where we are.
Okay. One last thing, you just mentioned Fred Williamson. I know at your meeting this morning, you officially announced that he's retiring at the end of 18, right?
Yes, he did. And this is a moment we've all dreaded, to be honest with you. Fred's an incredibly valuable person for StarNet and in the industry. And this morning when he announced it, he said, I will be 50 years in the industry next year. In 2018, and he and his wife have decided that's the time for him to step down. But as he keeps reminding us, it's a long time away. We will look forward to working with Fred very vigorously through 2018. He will be a very difficult person to replace, but that's the current state.
Can you afford the 5 people it's going to take to replace him?
Well, that's the next challenge, Kemp. Maybe not, maybe. We'll see.
Okay. All right, plans for 2018. Where's your next meeting?
Our next meeting is in April in beautiful Orlando, Florida at the Omni Champions Gate. It's a great hotel. And this time next year, we'll be in San Antonio.
Okay, great. Gene, it's good to spend time with you again. Been talking to Gene Madsen at StarNet's fall meeting here in Atlanta. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.